Thomas looks up. It is gone. Ronald Hernandez becomes the second Cyclone today with a multi-home run game. Both of them to right field for Hernandez.
Hit on the ground is short. Could do it. Vargas goes the short way to second. And the best winning percentage in minor league baseball now has a playoff appearance to go with it. Your final score tonight, the Brooklyn Cyclones 6, the Aberdeen Ironbirds 4, the Brooklyn Cyclones, your first half North Division champions in 2025.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
From a Shoretown ballpark in Lakewood, New Jersey, it is time for Brooklyn Cyclones baseball tonight. Game three of this final regular season series between the homestanding Jersey Shore Blue Claws, 35-26 in the season second half, 60-64 overall, taking on your Brooklyn Cyclones, 25-37 in the second half, 71-57 for the year, your first half South Atlantic League North Division champions in 2025. Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show. Just four games left in the regular season, including tonight. We're going to try and dodge some weather here in New Jersey as well. You look at this stadium right now from where we are stationed behind home plate. You cut this field in half straight from home plate down the middle of the pitcher's mound towards the 400-foot marker in center field. The first base side of the field, completely clear skies. The lights are on here at the ballpark. Just looks absolutely beautiful. However, if you look towards the third base side of the field, you can start to see some cloud cover begin to roll in. You look at the radar, there could be some weather starting here in about an hour or so. We'll see whether or not that comes to pass. Keep you posted on how the weather does impact, if it does impact at all, tonight's game between the Mets and Phillies High A affiliate. Cyclones trying to snap a three-game slide. Jersey Shore trying to extend a three-game winning streak. Brooklyn falling in walk-off fashion last night, 5-4. Brooklyn carried a 4-3 lead into the ninth inning, but a one-out walk to Trent Farquhar, and then Jose Colmenares, part of a three RBI day, a game-tying RBI double. Then in the 10th inning, Brooklyn could not get their automatic runner in. In the bottom half of the inning, Brooklyn got a leadoff double play after walking the first batter of the frame intentionally, but a wild pitch allowed Dante Norrie to score the winning run as the Blue Claws won it 5-4 in 10 innings, 15 walks in last night's game. Also a pair of balks by Jersey Shore pitching that led to half of Brooklyn's four runs yesterday. You combine that, Jersey Shore pitching also had 15 strikeouts in last night's contest. Brooklyn going to hand the ball to Noah Hall tonight, trying to snap the slide. Hall 5-6, 2.42 ERA coming into play today. Second in the South Atlantic League in ERA, seventh in all of minor league baseball. For Jersey Shore, it'll be the right-hander Sam Heifel, 1-1, a 4.68 ERA. He made his high A debut in Brooklyn back at the end of July, picked up the win in that ballgame. Heifel taken out of NC State last year. He will make his sixth and final high A start of the season here tonight. We'll step aside for a couple of moments here on the pregame show, but when we come back on this Thursday night, we'll get you a look at tonight's starting lineups and, of course, get you right back out here for first pitch. Brooklyn and Jersey Shore, Mets and Phillies, high A South Atlantic League Baseball. Just four games left to go in the regular season, including tonight. We'll have first pitch for you in just a matter of moments on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Maimonides Park is the place to be every Friday night. Come take part in our outstanding Fri-Yay ticket deal. Every Friday home game, you can get two drinks included with the purchase of your game ticket for just $25. A special Fri-Yay ticket is required. Offer is also valid for groups and will include a Cyclones cap. For tickets and more info, log on to BrooklynCyclones.com. Sunday brunch with the side of baseball. Every Sunday Cyclones home game during the year, come enjoy the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with unobstructed views of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island amusements, Lower Manhattan, and so much more, while also enjoying that Sunday brunch package. 2 hours of service starting at 1:30 p.m. for a 2 o'clock game. Menu items include, but are not limited to, unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, beer, seltzers, coffee, breakfast spreads, and a chef's table brunch selection. Tickets are $63 with a $48 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Back here on the Cyclones Radio Network. About 7-8 minutes or so away from our scheduled first pitch time here tonight. Both teams making their way out towards the batter's boxes for tonight's lineup exchange. For Brooklyn, it will be their bench coach, Eduardo Nunez. For Jersey Shore, it will be their position coach, Orlando Munoz. Let's get you tonight's starting lineups. Our starting lineups is always brought to you by the Brooklyn Fairfield Inn and Suites. First for your Brooklyn Cyclones, put together by their second-year manager. That is Gilbert Gomez. Jonathan Henriquez leads off. He'll be at center field tonight. Colin Houck bats second. He'll play shortstop. Ronald Hernandez has reached in 10 straight games. He'll bat third and be behind the plate. Trace Wilhoit had off last night. He'll clean up and play first base. Corey Collins in the five spot. He'll be the DH. John Bay, hitless last night, hit sixth. He is in right field. Nick Roselli back in the lineup tonight. Long Island kid bats seventh. Will play second base. Diego Mosquera at the hot corner bats eighth. And Vincent Perozzo will make his fourth career start in the outfield. He'll bat ninth and play left field. On the mound for the Cyclones tonight, it is the right-hander Noah Hall, 5-6. 2.42 ERA coming into play tonight. Second in the league in ERA. Seventh in all of minor league baseball. Also second in the league in batting average against. So Hall trying to finish his regular season on a strong note. Coming into play today, tied for fourth with Jonah Tong for the most strikeouts in a single season in franchise history. So a chance to climb that ladder a little bit more, as well as the all-time strikeout leaderboard coming into play today. Fifth on that list, one behind Jace Beck for fourth. Let's take a look at the Jersey Shore lineup he'll face, put together by their third-year skipper, Greg Brodzinski. Dante Norrie moves into left field tonight. He'll lead off. Aaron Escobar bats second. Will play second base. Devin Saltabon, the DH last night. He'll get his first start in center field this week, batting third. Raylan Heredia cleans up in right field. He had off last night. Jose Colmenares has had himself a fantastic series. He bats fifth and will be the shortstop. Cody Shojinaga bats sixth and is behind the plate. Brock Vredenburg bats seventh. He's the first baseman. Zach Garnold had off last night. He'll bat eighth and be at the hot corner. And Joel Dragu reinstated off the development list on Tuesday. He bats ninth and will be the designated hitter. Right-hander Sam Heifel on the mound for the Blue Claws tonight. Heifel 1-1, 4.68 ERA. We'll take a break here on the Cyclones Radio Network. The colors making their way onto the field. The chorus is getting ready to sing the national anthem. And so it is just about time for baseball here in South Jersey. Brooklyn and Jersey Shore, game three of this six-game series is coming up next. Don't go anywhere. You're listening on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
We're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Maimonides Park is the place to be every Friday night. Come take part in our outstanding Fri-yay ticket deal. Every Friday home game, you can get two drinks included with the purchase of your game ticket for just $25. A special Fri-yay ticket is required. Offer is also valid for groups and will include a Cyclones cap. For tickets and more info, log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Your day in baseball starts with MLB Central.
Let's get it started.
Lead off your morning with in-depth breakdowns.
Perfect balance. What?
Boom. Interviews with the players.
Get back to the fastballs. I know what that passion feels like.
And a little bit.
Keeping.
You behave properly.
Hey.
Of everything else.
Come on, Lauren.
The window seats are.
The baseball day begins with MLB Central. Weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern. Only on MLB Network.
If you're not watching this show, you're the problem.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Hey, yo, lady.
Oh.
I may be all beef, but I don't want no beef.
Of course not.
Yeah, well, your beans are touching my bun.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
It's all right. Forget about it.
I'm sorry. Is that a New York accent?
Actually, it's Kansas.
Oh.
No, of course it's New York.
Oh.
You ever been?
Yeah, I went to Times Square.
Yeah, I used to sell fake handbags in Times Square.
Okay, I'm talking to a hot dog.
Nathan's Famous, made with 100% beef, or a real bite of New York.
Hey, fans. Catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
It's here, baseball's hunt for October, and MLB Network brings you the moments that matter most.
Freddie Freeman, the hero!
With live pennant chase games every week.
Now we've seen everything!
And award-winning coverage from MLB Tonight every night.
This is wild, like a baseball soap opera.
It's the regular season's final sprint.
The hottest team in the game!
Who'll survive September and earn October? The chase is on. MLB Network, the home of pennant chase baseball.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
From Lakewood, New Jersey, it's time for Brooklyn Cyclones baseball. Just four games left to go in the 2025 regular season, including tonight as the Mets and Phillies, South Atlantic League High A affiliates, get ready to square off. Once again, Brooklyn trying to get back in the series. Jersey Shore has won each of the first two nights, both games decided by just a single run. So Brooklyn trying to get off the schneid and get back in the series. Here tonight, Noah Hall making the start for Brooklyn. Sam Heifel on the mound for Jersey Shore. Both teams still waiting for warm-ups to get started because they are waiting for the colors to depart the field. And now that they are on the foul side of the chalk line, Sam Heifel will start to get ready out on the mound. Heifel, the right-hander, 6'3", 204 pounds, will turn 25 in November. From Cary, North Carolina, Heifel making his sixth high A start. 1-1, a 4.68 ERA, 28 hits in 25 innings, 8 walks, just 12 strikeouts. Last pitched a week ago against Aberdeen. That was last Thursday. Gave up 3 runs on 6 hits in 5 innings. Took a no decision, walked 3, struck out only 2. Heifel did spend some time on the development list, spent about a week there in early August. Heifel, since coming off the development list, an ERA up around 5.5 in his last 3 starts. Heifel picked up the win against Brooklyn in his high A debut back on July the 29th. Gave up 4 runs, 3 earned on 6 hits in 5 2/3 innings. Left with that game, Jersey Shore leading 5-2. But Heifel, undrafted free agent out of NC State last year, college teammate of Eli Serrano and Justin Lawson at North Carolina State during his time there, was a two-way player, also played some first base at NC State in addition to his time on the mound. But Heifel going to make his final 2025 start tonight as the Cyclones try and get back in the win column and snap this 3-game losing streak. Right now here in Lakewood at New Jersey, 73 degrees. Real feel, though, closer to 69. 29-mile-per-hour wind gusts to the south. American flag out in center, blowing from right to left as we speak. But not a ton of wind at the moment, at least here inside the ballpark. Every now and then you can see that wind pick up out in right center field where the flagpoles are. But the clouds continuing to roll in very slowly from the third base side. And we will certainly keep our eyes peeled on the weather and the radar as this night moves along. As we told you, radar looking like there could be some weather around these parts in about an hour. Yonatan Henriquez will lead things off for Brooklyn tonight. Henriquez ready. Heifel getting himself situated on the mound. Let's play ball here in New Jersey. Heifel kicks his first pitch. Misses outside for ball one, a 91-mile-an-hour fastball. And we're underway a few minutes behind schedule at 7:08 Eastern. Henriquez, 3-for-15 to start his Brooklyn career. Does have a triple, no RBI, the 1-0. And Henriquez takes a fastball low. Two balls and no strikes. Henriquez hitting at 264 to start the year in 104 games at single-A St. Lucie. 8 homers and 50 RBI. Heifel's 2-0. And Henriquez swings through a fastball at 91. And the count 2-1. Henriquez, 1-for-5 last night, scored a run. 2-for-8 in this series. The 2-1, and Henriquez takes up and away, 3 balls and 1 strike. Henriquez in a little bit of an offensive downturn lately, just 3-4 his last 22. Heifel works third base side. Here's the 3-1 pitch, and Henriquez swings and a foul tip rolls in front of the plate. And Heifel runs the count full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henriquez joined Brooklyn in the middle of last week, joined August 29th. Made his debut last Saturday against Hudson Valley. The payoff pitch, and Henriquez takes one at the letter, strike three called. So Henriquez ran the count to 3-1, but strikes out looking on a fastball up and in. For Heifel, just his 13th strikeout since joining the Blue Claws. And that's the first out of the ballgame. So one away, that'll bring up Colin Houck. Houck getting at 201 in 52 games with Brooklyn. 36 for 179. 2 home runs, 15 RBI the pitch. And Heifel fires a pitch atop the zone, a strike at 85. And the count 0-1. Houck 0-for-4 with a walk last night, has reached in 3 straight games. The 0-1 pitch, and Houck takes off the outside corner at 86. 1 ball and 1 strike. Defensive alignment for Jersey Shore. Our defensive alignment's brought to you by the Coney Island Sandbar. Get that to you after the 1-1 to Colin Houck. Heifel delivers, and Colin fouls it off the hands into the first base dugout. And back onto the field of play, 1-2. Left to right in the outfield, Dante Norrie, Devin Saltaban, and Raylan Heredia. Third to first around the infield, Zach Arnold, Jose Colmenares, Aaron Escobar, and Brock Vredenburg with Cody Shojinaga behind the plate. The 1-2 to Colin. Misses down and away. Trying a breaking ball. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Heifel fastball, curveball, slider, changeup. His 4-pitch arsenal. The 2-2 to Colin. And another breaking ball misses outside. It's full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Heifel joined Jersey Shore's roster on July the 29th. Made his debut in Brooklyn later that day. That was right after the All-Star break. The payoff pitch. And Houck swings. Hits it in the air. First base side. Vredenburg back into his left on the warning track. Right in front of the Blue Claw bullpen mound. Makes the catch for the second out of the inning. So that ball just barely had enough room to stay in the field of play. And so a strikeout and a foul pop is how Heifel starts the night. And that'll bring up Ronald Hernandez. Brooklyn has gone 1-2-3 in the first inning in each of the first 2 games of this series. So now Ronald Hernandez, switch hitter, batting left, hitting at 228. This is 100th game of the year. 6 home runs and 52 runs batted in. Right-hander's first pitch, and Hernandez takes a fastball at the knees at 92. 0-1 the count. Ronald 0 for 2 last night, walked a couple of times. Has reached in 10 straight games since August the 20th. 10 for his last 30 with 9 walks. The 0-1, and Hernandez swings through a changeup down and away. And Heifel jumps ahead, no balls and 2 strikes. Time called at home plate by Hernandez. Umpire and crew tonight behind the plate calling balls and strikes, John Miller. J.C. Reed is on the bases. Works from the third base side, does Heifel. Now the 0-2 pitch, and Hernandez pulls this on the ground to second. Easy play for Escobar at the back of the infield. Dirt throws on at first, and for the third time in 3 games in this series, Brooklyn goes 1-2-3 in the first inning. So Heifel retires the side in order on 15 pitches at the end of a half an inning. Brooklyn nothing, Jersey Shore coming to bat on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
We understand that travel sometimes means dealing with obstacles. Our job is to make sure you keep moving forward, no matter what. That's why we offer our Fairfield 100% guarantee, so you can always perform your best. Stay amazing. Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott.
It's here, baseball's hunt for October, and MLB Network brings you the moments that matter most.
Freddie Freeman, the hero!
With live pennant chase games every week.
Now we've seen everything!
And award-winning coverage from MLB Tonight every night.
This is wild, like a baseball soap opera.
It's the regular season's final sprint.
The hottest team in the game!
Who'll survive September and earn October? The chase is on. MLB Network, the home of pennant chase baseball.
Noah Hall getting ready to make his final start of the regular season. Hall, the right-hander, 6 feet tall, 200 pounds, 24 years old from Charlotte, North Carolina. Hall making his 25th appearance, 21st start of the season, 5-6 record. A 2.42 ERA, 77 hits in 108 innings, 60 walks, 110 strikeouts. Those 110 strikeouts tied for fourth on the Cyclones all-time list, or rather tied for fourth on the Cyclones single season list alongside Jonah Tong. 2 away from Blade Tidwell for third on the all-time list. He's got 122 in his career. That is fifth all-time, one shy of Jay Speck for fourth. Dante Norrie will lead things off tonight for Jersey Shore. Left-hander's first pitch to the left-hander, rather. Misses inside and low. And the count 1-0. Norrie 0 for 4 last night. Scored the winning run on a wild pitch. Also brought in a run with a sac fly. 0 for 7 in the series, the pitch. And this hits him in the back. So neither of Hall's first two pitches were particularly close. First one in the dirt, second one hits Norrie square in the back. That's the fifth time he's been hit this year. For Noah Hall, that is the seventh man he has hit this season. So an inauspicious start to the night for Brooklyn. And there is one on great speed at first base and nobody out for Aaron Escobar. Escobar hitting at 252, 3 home runs, 18 RBI, spinning a check on the runner at first. And Norrie a little bit delayed, but gets back in time. Escobar 1-for-4 last night, drew an intentional walk, also stole a base. 2-for-8 in the series. Hall's first pitch, and Escobar takes a fastball inside. 1-ball and 0 strikes. Escobar has reached in 6 straight games, 6-4 his last 20, hitting 292 since the 9th of August. Top-rated prospect on this Blue Claws roster. 1-0, and Escobar takes outside. 2-ball and 0 strikes. So Hall has yet to find the zone. And Noah, guy who has blown past his previous career high in innings. Prior to this season, it was 76 2/3 with South Carolina in 2022, 3 years ago. The 2-0. And Escobar swings away and fouls it into the first base seats. And the count 2-1. But Hall is up at 108 this season. That is second most in a single season in Cyclones history. Only Junior Santos has thrown more. And unless Noah Hall throws a complete game shutout tonight, which is very unlikely, or just a complete game overall, doesn't matter how many runs he gives up, that's about the only way he would break the single season innings pitched record. The 2-1. There's a called strike two and two on Escobar. But Hall last couple of times out, last three starts of 4.85 ERA. 15 hits in 13 innings, 6 walks, 10 strikeouts. The 2-2 runner goes, pitches outside, throw down to second by Hernandez. The tag is not in time. A lot of movement on that play. Pitch pulled Hernandez towards the left-handed batter's box, had to throw off balance. Throw pulled Roselli off the bag to the first base side, tried to apply the tag on the move on Norrie. So the count full at 3-2. Norrie picks up the stolen base. That's his second of the series, 13th with Jersey Shore, and that breaking ball way outside. Diving stopped by Hernandez to prevent a wild pitch, and a hit batter and a walk. Start the night for Noah Hall. Jersey Shore has two on and nobody out. So two on and nobody out. That'll bring up Devin Saltamont. Saltamont hitting 186 with Jersey Shore. This is his 64th game, 47 for 253. And the righty batter hits this one softly on the ground is short. Only play to first, and that's where Houck will get the out. So a productive out for Saltamont as Norrie takes third. Escobar to second base. Might have had a chance to get Escobar advancing to second on that play, but Houck didn't want to risk getting nobody on the play. So second and third, one away. And now it's Raylan Heredia. Brooklyn will bring the infield in here. Take a look at Jersey Shore, Brooklyn defensively tonight against Jersey Shore. Righty against righty. First pitch to Heredia. Hit on the ground up the third base line with foul. And the count 0-1. So defensively for Brooklyn, left to right in the outfield, Vincent Barroso, Yonatan Enriquez, and John Bay. Third to first around the infield, Diego Mosquera, Colin Houck, Nick Roselli, and Trace Wilhoit. With Ronald Hernandez, the catcher, behind the plate. 0-1 pitch, and Heredia's soft ground ball, and that's going to get through the drawn in infield for a base hit and score a pair. Enriquez going to fire to the plate. The throw there not in time. It's a two-run single for Raylan Heredia. His 37th and 38th RBIs with Jersey Shore this year. And for the second straight game, the Blue Claws hang a crooked number in the first. They have a 2-0 lead. So Jersey Shore strikes first once again. They have done that so far in all three games of this series. And now Jose Colmenares, first pitch to him on the inside corner. It's 0-1. Colmenares hitting 261 in 14 games with Jersey Shore. 12 for 46, two homers, and 10 RBI on a six-game hitting streak. Eight for his last 22, has also reached an eight straight. The 0-1. Breaking ball hit in the air over the netting into the first base seats. And the count 0-2. Colmenares 4 for 8 in this series. It was 2 for 4 last night. A double, a triple. Drove in three of Jersey Shore's five runs. Had a two-run triple in the first inning. Actually, that was in the second inning. The 0-2 pitch, check swing, did he go? Yes, he did on appeal. Says the base umpire tonight, that is J.C. Reed. Colmenares staring back at him as he walks off towards the first base dugout. Couldn't believe he was rung up. But Hall picks up the strikeout. That's number 111 on the season. Breaks a tie with Jonah Tong for fourth on the single season list. Also, breaks a tie or moves him into a tie with Jay Speck for fourth on the all-time strikeout list. Now Cody Shojinaga, and he takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Shojinaga hitting at 268 in 13 games, 11 for 41. Two doubles, two RBI with Jersey Shore at 229 in 70 games at single-A Clearwater. The 0-1 from Hall, and this hit on the ground is short. Played there by Houck, throw on a second for the force, and the inning is over. But the Blue Claws strike first as they score a pair in the inning. For Jersey Shore in the opening frame, two runs, one hit, and one man left on base after one at 2-0 Jersey Shore on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, yo, lady. Oh. I may be all beef, but I don't want no beef.
Of course not.
Yeah, well, your beans are touching my bun.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
It's all right. Forget about it.
I'm sorry. Is that a New York accent?
Actually, it's Kansas.
Oh.
No, of course it's New York.
Oh.
You ever been?
Yeah, I went to Times Square.
Yeah, I used to sell fake handbags in Times Square.
Okay, I'm talking to a hot dog.
Nathan's Famous, made with 100% beef for a real bite of New York.
The Maimonides Park Beach Club offers some of the best seats in the house. Located right behind home plate, you'll be able to enjoy the game with an awesome view while seated at our half-moon style tables in high-top chairs. Seats come in groups of two or four, and you'll also have your own dedicated food and drink server so that you don't have to worry about missing any of the game waiting on the lines. So come check it out, the Beach Club at Maimonides Park. For tickets and more info, log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
So a tough start for Brooklyn tonight. Jersey Shore a 2-0 lead after an inning of play. We head to the second frame. Brooklyn bringing the heart of their lineup to bat. Will Hoyt, Collins, and Bay. Three scheduled to bat. Couple of notes of emphasis for you here tonight. For those of you asking and wondering, everything is fine with Matt Rudick, who played his first game of the year last night. First game with Brooklyn on a minor league rehab assignment coming back from Tommy John surgery. But everything fine with Rudick. Worked out, did everything as usual with the team today. Normal return to play protocol for the Mets organization. You'd imagine Rudick will play one on, one off all week with the Cyclones here to close out the regular season. That is what they tend to do with guys coming back off of injury, especially as long a break as Rudick had between actual contests. First toss to Trace Wilhoit, hits him in the left shoulder. Well, that's one way for Brooklyn to pick up their first base runner of the game after Heifel retired the Cyclones in order in the first. He drills Wilhoit with the first pitch of the second inning, and the Cyclones quickly will bring the tying run to the plate. So for Wilhoit, that is the sixth time he has been hit in 18 games with Brooklyn. 15th time this year. Entered play today, third in the organization and hit by pitches. So one on and nobody out. Here is Corey Collins. Had off last night 0 for 4 on Tuesday night. Left-handed batter hitting 160 in 39 games with Brooklyn. 20 for 125. First pitch from Heifel on the inside corner for strike one. Collins a homer, 13 RBI. The other note of consequence is what is happening right now in Wappingers Falls. We told you last night, Greensboro beating up on the Renegades. Whittle their magic number to clinch the North in the second half to one as Collins pops it up off the hands. Towards the shortstop, Colmenares, and he dropped the ball. He dropped the ball. They're going to say he dropped it on the transfer, not on the fly. And so the batter is out. Will Hoyt will stay put at first base. I think Colmenares was trying to get a little tricky there to double off the runner. Will Hoyt at first base. And took his eye off the baseball there for a second. So one on and one out. That'll bring up John Bay. But Hudson Valley, a 6-0 lead on Greensboro, top of the fourth inning. Renegades need to sweep the final four games of the regular season in order to punch their ticket to the playoffs and eliminate Greensboro as Bay a check swing foul ball in the box. It's 0-1. Bay 0 for 4 last night, 1 for 6 in the series. 3 for 22 in 7 games with Brooklyn, a homer, 4 RBI, 276 average, in his first 24 career games, four home runs, 23 RBI. Will Hoyt leads off first. Heifel's pitch, and Bay swings and misses at the off speed. And the count 0-2. Jersey Shore tonight wearing the home whites. Blue claws and light blue bubble letters across the chest. Red numerals front and back. White pants for Heifel all the way down below the ankles. Red and blue piping along the side. The 0-2 to Bay in the dirt ball kicks off the heel of Shojinaga's glove and in front of him. So Will Hoyt stays put at first base. Red cap, red bills for Jersey Shore tonight. The blue surfboard sporting Blue Claw logo on the front. Heifel. Dirt stained white cleats trying to kick some caked dirt off from betwixt the spikes underneath his cleats. Runner at first, one out. 1-2 on John Bay, the pitch. And Bay, a broken back ground ball to short. Colmenares on his second for one. Back to first, double play, and the inning is over. So Sam Heifel induces an inning-ending double play. The eighth twin killing he has forced this season, second at the high A level. And so nothing comes of the leadoff hit by pitch. Brooklyn brings the minimum to the plate in the second inning. No runs, no hits, nobody left on the double play. At the end of one and a half, it's still 2-0 Jersey Shore on the Cyclones Radio Network.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Derek Jeter as the pinch hitter for your baseball team.
Jeter, you're in. We need a home run.
I'll give it a try. I've swung a bat once or twice.
That's out of here. Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.
Every Tuesday at Maimonides Park is a BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one. Each Tuesday on Coney Island, for every one ticket you purchase, you can get another completely free. Offer is valid up to 14 tickets overall. On our website, on the ticket menu, select an even number of tickets and be sure to click where it says Cyclones Buy One. Then, for the second even number ticket, you'll click Cyclones Get One Free on the drop-down. For tickets and more info, be sure to visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Go to the bottom of the second inning. Brooklyn trailing Jersey Shore by a score of 2-0. Brock Vredenburg, Zach Arnold, Joel Dragoo. Bottom third of the Blue Claw lineup due up to bat in the inning. Bottom of the 7 o'clock hour here in the East. Justin Rock with you on the Cyclones radio network. So here is Brock Vredenburg to lead off. He was on base twice last night, an intentional walk and a single. And the first pitch fouled into the third base seats. It's 0-1. Vredenburg hitting 206 in 12 games with Jersey Shore. 7 for 34, a homer, and 4 RBI. Has reached in 5 straight, the pitch. And Vredenburg takes a called strike on the inside corner. It is quickly 0-2. Well, the clouds have now completely covered the diamond here at Jersey Shore. A near full night sky across the horizon. The 0-2 pitch, and he got him swinging. Struck him out on the changeup down and away. So Noah Hall has his second strikeout tonight. That now ties him with Blade Tidwell. 112 on the season, tied for third most in a single season in franchise history. That strikeout also number 124 of his Brooklyn career. That breaks a tie with Jace Beck for fourth on the all-time list. So one out in the inning. That'll bring up Zach Arnold. And the third baseman takes outside for ball one. Arnold, right-handed hitter. Batting at 207 in 81 games, 56 for 270. 9 home runs and 29 RBI, the 1-0. And Arnold off the hands. Off towards the first base concourse, it's 1-1. Arnold did not play last night, 1 for 3, walked and drove in a run on Tuesday. Snapped an 0 for 11 slide at the plate in that ball game. Still just 4 for his last 25 since coming back from AA as Arnold swings and lifts one in the air out towards left field. To his right, Vincent Perozzo can't find it, picks it up at the last second, and it's off his glove and rolls all the way to the warning track. Arnold's on his way to third, and he's there standing up. Vincent Perozzo is playing in just his fourth career game in the outfield. Did not see that ball at all in the twilight sky here in Lakewood, New Jersey. Perozzo did pick it up as it began to descend down towards him. Actually got glove on the baseball, but could not squeeze it in time. It popped out of his mitt, rolled onto the warning track. Credit to Arnold for never stopping his hustle. Ends up at third base on a three-base error. And Brooklyn, who is playing basically with one fewer outfielder than they need, have been forcing some guys into outfield spots in order to fill out a lineup. And Perozzo unable to make the play as a called strike to Joel Dragu. Hernandez bluffs a throw behind the runner at third base. And you feel for Perozzo trying to do everything he can to make the play there. But Perozzo playing out of position here tonight, and this is one of the first times we've really seen it come back to burn Brooklyn. The 0-1, way outside. Nice diving stop by Hernandez to save a run. And the count, one ball and one strike. Brooklyn brings the infield in here. 1-1, the count on Dragu. The righty fires, and Dragu fouls it back. One ball and two strikes. Dragu hitting 179 in 26 games with Jersey Shore. 14 for 78, six extra base hits, seven RBI. This is first game since August the 23rd. Had been on the development list since the 26th. Went 2 for 3 coming off the bench against Hudson Valley. Big 1-2 from Hall. And Dragu on the ground is short. Infield playing in. Houck looks the runner back to third and throws on to first for the out. So nicely done there by Brooklyn. Hall to get the soft ground ball at an infielder. Houck to look the runner back to third and get the out at first. So the infield can now move back with two out, and that'll send up Dante Norrie. Norrie hit by a pitch and scored a run back in the first inning. Norrie, the Phillies' first-round pick last year, 27th overall out of Northville High School in Michigan, the pitch. And this one flared down the right field line, fair or foul. It is a fair ball down the right field line. Norrie on his way to second, run scores. Throw there gets away from the second baseman, but backed up by Mascara as he chases it down in a shallow left field. It's an RBI double for Dante Norrie, his second extra base hit at the high A level, his fourth RBI, and the Blue Claws have a 3-0 lead. That'll be an unearned run against Hall because of the error by Perozzo that prolonged the inning. But a very bumpy start to this night for Brooklyn as they now trail by 3, brings up Barone Escobar. Escobar walked in his first plate appearance, came around to score. Right-hander's first pitch, and Escobar takes low, one ball and no strikes. Escobar, great family bloodlines. His uncle, Kelvin, 12-year major league pitcher with the Blue Jays and the Angels. Had a 5-war season with the Angels in 2007. The 1-0, and Escobar on the ground towards short. Nice backhand by Houck on the short hop, and his throw on the move to first in time to end the inning. Really nice play there by Colin Houck to take away a base hit and an RBI from Aaron Escobar. But Jersey Shore adds to their lead. One run on one hit, one error, and one man left on base. At the end of two, it's 3-0 Jersey Shore on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sunday brunch with a side of baseball. Every Sunday Cyclones home game during the year, come enjoy the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with unobstructed views of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island amusements, Lower Manhattan, and so much more, while also enjoying that Sunday brunch package. 2 hours of service starting at 1:30 p.m. for a 2 o'clock game. Menu items include, but are not limited to, unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, beer, seltzers, coffee, breakfast spreads, and a chef's table brunch selection. Tickets are $63 with a $48 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Go to the top of the third. Sam Heifel already spotted to a 3-0 lead on this Thursday night. Glad to have you with us on the Cyclones Radio Network. Justin Rock with you here. Game is now official at, or no, not quite yet, at Hudson Valley right now. They are in the top of the fifth inning. Hudson Valley, a 6-0 lead on Greensboro, trying to keep their playoff hopes alive. Hudson Valley needs to win the final four games of that series, including tonight, in order to face Brooklyn in the playoffs next week. Bottom third of the Brooklyn order duo, Brazelli, Mascara, and Perozzo. Right-hander's first pitch, and Roselli taps it off the end of the bat to short. Charging in is Colmenares, throw to first in time. One pitch, one out in the third inning. Brooklyn has gone hitless through the first three innings in each of the first two games of this series. And so far, Heifel has not allowed a hit through the first seven batters tonight. So one away for Diego Mascara, hitting at 220 in 61 games, seven doubles, 16 RBI, 0 for 3 with a walk last night. Hitting just 172 since the All-Star break, the pitch. And Mascara takes a strike on the inside corner. It's 0-1. And speaking of Hudson Valley, Minor League Baseball announcing player and pitcher of the month. The South Atlantic League earlier today, the 1-0, a fastball strike, it's 1-1. Xavier Rivas of Hudson Valley earning South Atlantic League pitcher of the month after this being his first month at the high A level. What a way to introduce himself. The 1-1. And Mascara on the ground right side. Backhanded by Vredenburg to his right. Underhand flip to Heifel covering the back. And there are two away. So, a couple of easy outs for Heifel to start the inning. A pair of ground balls. One to short, one to first. And two out in the third inning for Vincent Perozzo. Perozzo made that error in left field that led to the run in the bottom of the second inning. Perozzo hitting 170 in his first 17 games with Brooklyn. First pitch to him is high, ball one. Perozzo, two doubles, three RBI, 0 for 4 last night, struck out three times. And Perozzo swings and misses at the offering down and in. It's one ball and one strike. Perozzo just two for his last 27. That dating back to August the 22nd. Heifel's 1-1. And Perozzo pulls this off the end of the bat to first. Easy play for Vredenburg. Makes the forehand scoop. Takes it to the bag himself. And for the third time in three games this week, Brooklyn without a hit through three innings. No runs, no hits, nobody left on base. Second 1-2-3 inning tonight for Heifel. At the end of 2.5, it is 3-0 Jersey Shore on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a post-game drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hi, this is Carson Benge, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Noah Hall back to the mound as we go to the bottom of the third inning. Brooklyn trailing 3-0 on this Thursday night. Full night sky has arrived here in South Jersey. Glad to have you with us. 3-4-5. Two up for the Blue Claws in the inning against all. Two of the first three runs unearned against, or two of the three runs against all would be, more accurately to say, have been earned so far tonight. One of the three unearned. So now it's Devin Saltabon. First pitch to him in the inning. Cut on and missed. And the count 0-1. Get you our look at the out-of-town scoreboard across the South Atlantic League. In this bottom of the third inning, scoreboard report brought to you by the Coney Island Sandbar. The 0-1 wave through a fastball up and in 0-2. But Coney Island Sandbar open now on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. Perfect spot for a pregame snack or postgame drink. Well, one game in the league, or actually two games in the league right now, impacted by weather. One of them outright canceled already tonight. The 0-2 pitch. And this hit on the ground is short. And trying to play the ball off to his side was Houck. And it went under his glove and into left field. Houck was trying to get ready for the short hop there and picked his glove up a hair too early. Ball went underneath it and rolled into left field. And that should go down as the second error tonight against Brooklyn. And indeed it does. Well, defense has left a lot to be desired on both sides this week. And instead of the first out of the inning, Jersey Shore has the leadoff man on, courtesy of the E6. For Houck, his ninth error with Brooklyn. And now Hall steps off. Might be a reset of the pitch clock here. You can see the base umpire, Reed, going towards the walkie-talkie. Now Raylan Heredia, two-run single in his first at-bat. And he takes low for ball one. But looking around the league, Wilmington and Aberdeen were the canceled game due to inclement weather in Delaware. Their seasons will end on Sunday, so no need to make it up. As Heredia takes a called strike, hits 1-1. Winston-Salem and Greenville delayed right now due to rain. Both those teams still alive in the playoff hunt, so they have to get that game in no matter what. We'll see what happens, whether they need to play it tomorrow or later tonight, as this pulled foul towards the third base dugout, 1-2. Will be Juan Valera for the drive, Grant Umberger for the dash if and when that game gets underway. Greenville came into play tonight. Two back of Hub City in the south. Winston-Salem entered play, I believe, 2.5 back. Check on the runner at first, and just barely back in time with Saltabon. Great move there by Hall. Tagged by Wilhoit just a hair late. Actually, I stand corrected. Winston-Salem is 3.5 back, so they need to do what Hudson Valley needs to do and win four straight, and Hub City needs to lose four straight for them to get in. 1-2. This one flared toward second base. Caught before it bounces by Roselli. Bluffs a throw behind the runner. Saltabon at first, but Devin dives in head first safely. So nicely done by Roselli coming in on that soft line drive. That's the first out of the third inning. One on, one out for Jose Colmenares, who struck out his first time up. Those are the games impacted by weather right now. Top of the fifth inning in Hub City. Spartanburgers and Rome are scoreless. The pitch, swing and a miss by Colmenares. It's 0-1. Herrick Hernandez on the mound for Rome. Caden Scarborough went four shutout innings to start for Hub City. They have since gone to the bullpen. Hub City a two-game lead with four to go coming into play tonight. The 0-1 and this foul back. It is 0-2. Game is official now in Hudson Valley. Renegades have a 6-0 lead on Greensboro through five. Hudson Valley 2 in the second, 4 in the third. Greensboro has made 4 errors in that game. Xavier Rivas, 9 strikeouts over 5 one-hit shutout innings. Pitcher of the month indeed. The 0-2 from Hall, runner goes, swing and a miss, strike 3. Throw down by Hernandez, offline and not in time. So Colmenares down on strikes for the second time. Devin Saltavon steals second base, so he's in scoring position with two out for Cody Shojinaga. For Saltavon, his 18th stolen base. Shojinaga grounded into a fielder's choice in his first at-bat tonight. Only other game in the league is in Kentucky. Bowling Green and Asheville scoreless, bottom of the first. Nolan DeVos against Garrett Gainey as Shojinaga takes a called strike one. Runner at second, two out. Bottom of the third inning. Brooklyn trailing 3-0. Right fielder Bay coming in a few steps. The 0-1. And Shojinaga takes a changeup for a strike. Hernandez feigns a throw behind the runner at second. And Hall's ahead now. No balls and two strikes. Calm, quiet night here down by the shore. Labor Day holiday has come and gone. The beachgoers have dissipated. And school is back in session here in the Northeast. Runner at second, two out. The 0-2 misses inside and low. One ball and two strikes. Center fielder Henriquez shaded a bit towards right center. Noah's 1-2 pitch, and a slider misses down and away and sprawling stop there by Hernandez. Saves a wild pitch, and the count evens up at 2-2. Hall works from the first base side of the mound. Second baseman Roselli holds on the runner. 2-2 pitch. Fastball up and away. And from 0-2, count runs full. Three balls and two strikes. Brock Vredenberg, left-handed batter, waiting on deck. Payoff pitch. Changeup drops in there. Strike three called. Shojinaga thought he had ball four. Well, rung up by the home plate umpire tonight, John Miller. So Hall picks up another strikeout. That is his fourth. And the side retired in the third inning. For Jersey Shore, no runs, no hits, one error, and one man left at the end of three. 3-0 Blue Claws on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Times change. Families grow. And plans adjust. At Ridgewood, we know that life keeps on moving. For over a century, we've been right here with our customers and neighbors, helping to simplify your financial journey and supporting each goal along the way by being convenient, accessible, and committed to our community. For each turn and every opportunity, count on us. Ridgewood Savings Bank.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun.
Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We move to the top of the fourth inning. Brooklyn still in search of their first hit tonight. Yonatan Enriquez, Colin Houck, Ronald Hernandez, the top of Brooklyn's lineup, due up to bat in the inning. Jersey Shore, a 3-0 lead so far tonight. Brooklyn, no runs, no hits, two errors. They have not left a runner yet. Jersey Shore, three runs, two hits, no errors. They have left three. So here is Enriquez to lead off, struck out looking to start the ball game. Switch hitter batting left against the righty. First toss from Heifel, and Enriquez fouls it back. It's 0-1. Full night sky has arrived here in Lakewood, New Jersey. Bit of a chill in the air, but for now the precipitation has stayed away. The 0-1. And Enriquez, flat-footed, foul tip into the glove of Shojinaga. It's no balls and two strikes. Eiffel's done a good job filling up the zone tonight. 22 of 31 pitches have been strikes. Enriquez still his only strikeout. The 0-2 pitch misses down and in, squirts away from Shojinaga to the backstop. It's one ball and two strikes. Enriquez, just 20 years old, won't turn 21 until October. Guy who you'd imagine will be on the Cyclones opening day roster next spring. The 1-2 pitch, and Enriquez, a tapper, rolls foul up the first baseline. Stays out, one ball and two strikes. We're telling you, Xavier Rivas, pitcher of the month in the South Atlantic League last month. Callan Moss of Greensboro, who came over at the deadline, was named the South Atlantic League Player of the Month for August, hitting .370 after the trade. Six homers, 19 RBI. The 1-2 pitch, and Enriquez lifts this in the air to left. Nori back at to his right in front of the warning track, turns his shoulders towards home and makes the catch of the first out of the fourth inning. So one up, one down for Heifel. That'll bring up Colin Houck, who fouled out to first in his only at-bat today. Moss coming over in the trade that sent Bailey Falter to Kansas City. But a couple of Mets prospects recognized as players of the month in the month of August. Former Cyclone R.J. Gordon was named pitcher of the month in the Eastern League. As that one misses down and away, 1-0. First full month for R.J. at AA, named Eastern League pitcher of the month, 4-0 record. 208 ERA in six starts, 42 Ks in 34 and two-thirds innings. The 1-0, and Houck fouls it off the hands back towards us. It's 1-1. Elian Pena, who is a guy who could very easily be the Mets' number one prospect in a couple of years, was named the Dominican Summer League Player of the Month for August. The 1-1 pitch. In the dirt, two balls and one strike. Pena hit .404 and a 1,300 OPS nearly. Four home runs, 11 RBI in the DSL. Pena will turn 18 in October. Will likely make his stateside debut next year. The 2-1, and Houck fouls it towards the first base seats, 2-2. So Gordon and Pena recognized as players of the month in their respective circuits. Hearty congratulations to RJ, who is oh so good for Brooklyn throughout the course of this season. 2-2 delivery. outside, full three balls and two strikes. Ronald Hernandez waits on deck. Only base runner for Brooklyn tonight came on a leadoff hit by pitch of Trace Wilhoit back in the second. Jersey Shore has a 3-0 lead. Bases empty, one out, top half of the fourth inning. Righty ready, the pitch. And Houck pulls this on the ground at third. Backhanded there by Arnold. Sets and throws. That's out number two. Well stung ball there by Houck, but Arnold able to make the play. And so bases empty and two out for Ronald Hernandez. Ground out to second in his only at-bat today. That was back in the first. Hernandez, just one of three guys on Brooklyn's active roster, position player-wise, that still around from that first half championship team. As this hit on the ground a second, bobbled there. Throw to first on the recovery by Escobar in time. And Heifel is through four no-hit innings on this Thursday night. 1-2-3 goes Brooklyn again. Heifel has retired eight in a row since the second inning. We head to the bottom of the fourth. Jersey Shore has a 3-0 lead on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Bring your team to see our team. Come be a part of baseball on the boardwalk in 2025 with our group tickets. Whether you're looking to entertain clients, reward employees, or just gather friends and family for a great night out, group tickets are a great way to enjoy a time with the Cyclones. Our various pricing plans and perks can be tailored perfectly to fit your group's needs. For more info and to purchase your group tickets, give us a call at 718-372-5596. Amazing starts here.
Noah Hall back to the mound as he moved to the bottom of the fourth inning. Justin Rock with you here on the Cyclones Radio Network. Brooklyn still without a base hit. Sam Heifel has faced the minimum through four innings here tonight. Luke Claus bringing 7, 8, and 9 to the plate here in the inning of Vredenburg, Arnold, and Dragoo rescheduled to bat against the right-hander Noah Hall. The series continues tomorrow night. Another 7:05 scheduled a first pitch between Brooklyn and Jersey Shore will play 7:05 tomorrow and Saturday 1:05 to close out the regular season on Sunday. Joel Diaz will get the ball for Brooklyn tomorrow, 5-4, 3.69 ERA. He'll go against the right-hander Luke Gabrisch, 1-0, 5.25 ERA. Our coverage will start 6:50 Eastern time, 15 minutes prior to that 7:05 first pitch. So here is Brock Vredenburg to lead things off. Struck out in his first at-bat against Hall. First pitch, and Vredenburg hits this in the air down the left field line. And this will get out of play into the picnic area. No balls and one strike. Oh, Hudson Valley and Greensboro have entered a weather delay in the top of the sixth inning. Apparently Xavier Rivas slipped on his follow-through. Don't know whether or not he was hurt, but umpires immediately called both teams off the field following that. They had been playing through the rain for a while. But that is an official game now in Hudson Valley. As Vredenburg takes inside, it's 1-1. In the top of the sixth inning, one on and one out. Hudson Valley holding a 6-0 lead over Greensboro. The 1-1 pitch, Vredenburg in the air, left field. Racing in and to his right is Perozzo, but this one's going to land by the Brooklyn bullpen. Foul territory. It's one ball and two strikes. But, of course, the big news in Mets land today is about what is reportedly set to happen over the weekend. This, to me, is incredible. So last year there were four former Cyclones, four Cyclone alumni, that made their major league debut. Four in the entire season, which historically is small, but nonetheless, four is four. Christian Scott, Michelle Otañez, Eric Orsi, JT Ginn, the four last year. The 1-2 from Noah. And Vredenburg takes a called strike three. Got him with a fastball in at 89. So Noah Hall collects his fifth strikeout tonight. And that is the first out of the fourth inning. So another strikeout for Hall. He now has 115 on the season. He is three shy of Yoander Suarez for the single season record. He is one shy of matching Felipe De La Cruz for second. Now Zach Arnold reached on a three-base drop fly ball and left it in the second. Came around to score. And he takes low for ball one. But after Sunday, there will be four members of last year's Brooklyn's team alone to have made their major league debut this season. So that up and away, two balls and no strikes. Jonathan Pintaro did it, I believe, in July. Nolan McClain a couple of weeks ago. Jonah Tong last week. And now Brandon Sproat scheduled to make his major league debut on Sunday. The 2-0 called strike and the count 2-1 on Arnold. Sproat entered the season as the behemoth of that big three between him, McClain, and Tong. Sort of fell down to third as the season developed as this one line foul first base side 2-2. Got off to a bumpy start at AAA, did Sproat. But as the season progressed, really settled in nicely. Two and two on Arnold, the pitch. And this one off the hand, shallow right field, out is Roselli, reaches out over his shoulder and makes the catch for the out. Roselli getting a nice round of applause from the Jersey Shore crowd. Beautiful play there by Roselli, reaching out over his head to take away a base hit from Arnold. So two out of the fourth inning for Joel Dragu. Ground out to short in his only at-bat, but Sproat, look at his last 11 times out since June the 28th, a 5-1 record. 2.44 ERA, 70 strikeouts in 59 innings. Opponents hitting just 163 against him as this one lined off the end of the bat of Dragu. And a nice catch by Will Hoyt down into his left. Keeps it away from bouncing off the dirt. And Noah Hall has his first 1-2-3 inning of the night. No runs, no hits, and nobody left on base after four. It's 3-0 Jersey Shore on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
There's no shortage of premium seating at Maimonides Park. Come join the fun this summer by enjoying a Cyclones game from one of our premium suites or rooftop locations. Cyclones Party Suites and the Brooklyn Rooftop offer million-dollar views and rent-controlled prices. These climate-controlled, fully catered areas offer breathtaking views of the Atlantic Ocean and Coney Island amusements and are the perfect setting for a gathering of friends, co-workers, or clients. Also new for 2025, the brand new On Deck Club. The space is located at the top of Section 4, features an open deck space designed to feel like your own backyard oasis. For pricing, menus, and additional info, be sure to visit brooklyncyclones.com or give us a call at 718-37-BKLYN. Amazing starts here.
To the top of the fifth inning, Brooklyn still looking for their first hit of the night. Sam Heifel has retired eight in a row after hitting the leadoff man in the second inning. Trace Wilhoit will lead things off. He's still the only Cyclone to reach base. Was hit in the shoulder with the very first pitch of the second inning before being erased on a double play. Heifel has faced the minimum through four tonight. 4, 5, and 6 due up for Brooklyn. First pitch to Wilhoit. This is outside for ball one. Wilhoit, Collins, and Bay, if anyone reaches Roselli, and then Mascara here in the fifth. We'll get you our Coney Combos trivia question of the night as well in the inning. The 1-0 pulled on the ground up the third baseline. Knocked down by third base coach and manager Gilbert Gomez before he'll hand it through the netting to a fan. It's 1-1. That came off the bat of Wilhoit at 110 miles an hour. Heifel, this will only be his 44th pitch so far. Been very economical. The 1-1 in the dirt. Two balls and one strike. Wilhoit coming into play today, hitting 204 in his first 17 games with Brooklyn, 11 for 54. Two home runs, seven RBI. Just two for his last 30. The 2-1 up and in. Three balls and a strike on Wilhoit. Undrafted free agent signee by the Mets out of Lipscomb. Here's the 3-1, and Wilhoit takes a called strike. Pulled the string on something off speed, and it's full 3-2. Fastball, curveball, slider, changeup, the four-pitch arsenal for Heifel. Here's the payoff, and Wilhoit takes high ball four. So Wilhoit remains the only Cyclone to reach base safely tonight. He works a leadoff walk to start the fifth inning. Ends a streak of eight in a row, retired by the righty. And so one on and nobody out for Corey Collins. Collins popped up to short his only time today. Colmenares tried to quickly double off the runner at first, had it pop out of his mitt. But the base umpire tonight, Reed, ruled that he lost it on the transfer. First pitch to Collins, swing and a miss. Breaking ball underneath the hands, it's 0-1. Been a tough stretch for Collins, just 0 for his last 13, 1 for his last 26, and 4 for his last 47. Dealt with some injuries earlier this season. Really hasn't quite found his stride. The 0-1 pitch in the dirt. Blocked by Shojinaga, one ball and one strike. NFL season going to get underway tonight. Kickoff between the Eagles and Cowboys just a few moments away over in Philly. The 1-1 pitch, fastball high, 2-1. Of course, that has been a topic of conversation around the clubhouse quite a bit in recent weeks, particularly centering around fantasy football. Two and one on Collins. Heifel delivers, and Corey takes outside ball three. So Heifel, who had been filling up the zone through the first four innings, walked the leadoff man Wilhoit, and now falls behind Collins 3-1. John Bay waits on deck. 3-1, and Collins fouls it back. And the count full, three balls and two strikes. Also get you a look later on in this fifth inning. A look at the Mets affiliate scoreboard tonight. However, one of the three other games in the organization has been impacted by weather. The payoff pitch to Collins. And this one sent behind the plate. It stays 3-2. Well, our good friend the Wolf, David Pecoraro, getting ready for the Coney Combos trivia question we'll give you momentarily, but he says that Hudson Valley has announced that their delay against Greensboro is going to last until at least 9 o'clock, maybe a lightning storm in the area, maybe a look at what the extended radar shows. The payoff pitch, runner goes, swing and a miss, throw down to second base by Shojinaga, and Wilhoit is out. A strike him out, throw him out, double play. And for the second time tonight, Brooklyn gets a base runner. But a double play erases him. And now the bases are empty with two out. Brooklyn has tried to be aggressive on the base paths lately. We saw a caught stealing end the game on Tuesday night. But Shojinaga, not the guy you really want to run on, has caught over 30% of attempted base stealers this year. And he catches another one there. So base is empty, two out for John Bay. And he takes a fastball atop the zone for a strike. It's 0-1. That in the dirt. And the count, one ball and one strike. Bay grounded into a double play in his only trip so far tonight. Brooklyn still without a hit. Eiffel has faced the minimum through 4 2/3 tonight. But time to get you our Coney Combos trivia question before this inning ends. The 1-1 waved and missed. And the count, 1-2. Our question today, Juan Soto has 5 seasons with 25 or more homers and 115 or more walks. That is tied for fourth most in Major League history. Who are the 5 other players in big league history with 5 or more years of 25-plus home runs and 115-plus walks in the same campaign? As Bay takes a fastball high, it's 2-2. So who are those 5 players, 5 or more years of 25-plus homers, 115-plus walks? The 2-2 to Bay. Down and away, it's full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nick Roselli waits on deck. Jersey Shore, a 3-0 lead here in the top of the 5th inning. Here's the payoff pitch, and Bay, a chopper up the third base line, stays foul. And the count stays full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brooklyn still without a hit tonight. Trying to get something going offensively against Teufel. Here's the payoff. And Bay off the hands. This will make it into the seats behind home plate. About 4 or 5 rows back. And it stays full at 3-2. Heifel at 61 pitches now tonight. Threw 88 in his last start. 80 the start before that. So plenty of more bullets left to play with for the starter. The payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Got him on a fastball in at 90, and Sam Heifel has faced the minimum through 5 no-hit innings tonight. And Brooklyn and Jersey Shore have now played an official game on this Thursday evening. For Brooklyn, no runs, no hits, nobody left on the caught stealing. At the end of 4.5, it's 3-0 Jersey Shore on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Introducing baseball's all-new national pregame show, MLB Tonight, live at 5. Join Greg, Harold, and Dan and a star-studded roster for a preview of all the night's matchups. Get a first look at the lineups.
Everything looks good right now for the Yankees.
First take from the players.
I'm just excited to put any pair of cleats on.
And the first of many breakdowns before the first pitch. A full night of baseball starts at 5. MLB Tonight's national pregame show, weekdays at 5 Eastern on MLB Network.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike 3, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Hasn't been a fun night for Brooklyn so far. No hit through 5. Jersey Shore has a 3-0 lead. Dante Norrie, Aaron Escobar, Devin Saltamon, top of the Jersey Shore lineup, two up in the inning. Norrie has been on base twice tonight, hit by a pitch, scored a run in the first, doubled in a run in the second. At the most recent Jersey Shore tally, Noah Hall back to work. Right-hander's first pitch. And the fastball misses outside for ball one. Coney Cavo's trivia question tonight. Give you the answer. Bottom of the sixth, the 1-0 inside. And the count, two balls and no strikes. But Juan Soto, five seasons with 25 or more homers and 115-plus walks, tied for the fourth most in Major League history. The 2-0, high 3-0. Who are the other five players in Major League history with five or more years of 25-plus homers and 115-plus walks? Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know. The 3-0, and that's high ball four. So Dante Norrie on base for the third time tonight. Hall issues a four-pitch walk to start the inning. Second walk given up by Hall tonight. And so Jersey Shore with good speed at first base and nobody out. Brings up her own. Escobar has walked and grounded out to short. Do have some answers in from our friend the Wolf, David Pecoraro. He has one of the five correct tonight. First pitch to Escobar nearly hits him. And it's one ball and no strikes. Five straight out of the zone to start the inning. But incorrect guesses of Bobby Bonds, Jeff Bagwell, and Ken Griffey Jr. He got one of the five. The 1-0 up and in. Two balls and no strikes. And Hernandez will jog out to the mound to talk with Hall, who has lost his feel for the strike zone in this fifth inning. Time to take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Our scoreboard report brought to you by the Coney Island Sandbar, open now on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. Perfect spot for a pregame snack or postgame drink. One game impacted by weather today. That was at AAA. Syracuse and Buffalo rained out. They'll try and play a doubleheader tomorrow starting at 4:35 Eastern. Double-A Binghamton playing Akron right now in the top of the sixth. They trail the Guardians affiliate 6-2. Reed Garrett made a rehab start for the Rumble Ponies tonight. The 2-0 outside ball three. Went one inning, struck out two, gave up a hit. Will Watson, making his second double-A start, has struggled, has surrendered six runs on seven hits, has walked four and struck out two. 3-0 pitch, and that's high ball four. Back-to-back four-pitch walks start the inning. So eight straight out of the zone for Hall, and Brooklyn will now get their bullpen up and going down the left field line. Looks to be Eduardo Herrera, who is starting to get loose as Jordan Krause will emerge from the third base dugout for the first time tonight. Todd Binghamton trailing 6-2 right now. Nick Morabito and Chris Suero have RBIs. A.J. Ewing, two more hits tonight. He's hitting .395 at Double A. Single A St. Lucie, only other game in the system today. Bottom of the fourth in Fort Myers. They trail the Twins affiliate 4-2. Antonio Jimenez, A.J. Salgado have RBIs for St. Lucie tonight. Daviel Hurtado making the start for the St. Lucie Mets. Benny Agbayani's son in the lineup against St. Lucie tonight. Bruin Agbayani batting second, playing second. 0-2 in that game with a strikeout. Two on, nobody out. First pitch. There's a called strike to Saltabon. It's 0-1. Saltabon reached on an error at short his last time up. He's also grounded out too short tonight. But the Mets have off. They will open up a series in Cincinnati. A critical one tomorrow night. 6:40 first pitch. David Peterson against Andrew Abbott, a couple of all-star left-handers from this summer. The 0-1, this hit on the ground is second. Played there by Roselli on a second for one. Houck to first, not in time. Didn't get enough behind the throw as Saltabon beats it out. So a 4-6 fielder's choice. And now runners at the corners, one away in the inning. That'll bring up Raylan Heredia. One for two with a two-run single to center is also lined out to second tonight. With that, your look around the Mets affiliate scoreboard tonight. Scores of consequence in the league here. Righty's first pitch misses down and away. Nice backhanded stab by Hernandez to save a wild pitch and a run. It's 1-0. Hub City and Rome are tied at one in the seventh. Hudson Valley, Greensboro still 6-0 Renegades in a delay top of the sixth inning. And Greenville and Winston-Salem still haven't started. They're in a rain delay as this one hammered in the air to left. Back at the track, at the wall. This one's on the berm and gone. Raylan Heredia with a three-run home run out to left field. And Jersey Shore has broke this one wide open at 6-0. Got an off-speed pitch up and in at 79. And Heredia, 99 miles an hour off the bat, 370 feet over the left field fence. And the Blue Claws now have a six-run lead. For Heredia, his seventh home run with Jersey Shore, his eighth of the year. RBIs 43, 44, and 45 overall. A five RBI night for Heredia. And that pitch outside to Jose Colmenares, it is 1-0. Colmenares has struck out twice tonight against Hall. The 1-0 pitch. Anthony's a strike, hits 1-1. Another rough game for Brooklyn here on the road. Jersey Shore has six runs. They only have three hits. All three hits have produced runs. As this one hit on the ground is short. Backhanded by Houck to his left. Low throw dug out on the backhand by Wilhoit. And that's the first out, rather second out of the fifth inning. Well, the three hits tonight, the two-run base hit by Heredia in the first, the RBI double by Norrie in the second, and now a three-run home run by Heredia in the fifth. That'll be all for Noah Hall tonight. He is at an even 70 pitches. Gilbert Gomez has emerged from the third base dugout, and he will make a C4 call to the bullpen. It's called to the bullpen brought to you by C4. C4 Energy, made for athletes, certified for sport. Find it at your local convenience store. A rough final start of the season for Noah Hall. Strikes out five, but surrenders six runs. Eduardo Herrera coming in. Bases empty, two out. Blue Claws have a 6-0 lead on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach. Pitching change brought to you by C4. Eduardo Herrera, new arm in the game. Brooklyn down by 6-0. Herrera, 5'9", 185 pounds, 25 years old, from Tucapito, Venezuela. First pitch misses outside for a ball. And the count 1-0 on Cody Shojinaga. Line is final for Noah Hall tonight. Not the final start of the season he was hoping for. Goes 4 2/3, gives up 6 runs, 5 earned on 3 hits. That down and away, ball 2. 3 walks, 5 strikeouts, hit a batter. 70 pitches, 44 strikes. Herrera has struggled mightily as of late. The right-hander is 2-0. That way outside, ball 3. That has been a common trend for Herrera in recent weeks. Really since the middle of July, Herrera over his last 10 outings since July the 11th has struggled to find the zone. 3-0 pitch, and that's outside, ball 4. So that is Herrera's 20th walk allowed over his last 11 appearances and 12 2/3 innings. He's also hit 5 batters in that span and struck out only 5. You compare that to the first 11 times he appeared this season, only allowed 12 base runners in 13 1/3 innings. 5 walks, 2 hit batters, 5 hits. But it has been a mighty, mighty struggle for Herrera lately as Brock Vredenburg, for some reason, decides to swing and comes up empty. It's 0-1. Vredenburg has struck out twice tonight, once swinging, once looking. And he asks for time. Numbers for Herrera this season, making his 28th appearance out of the Brooklyn bullpen, 1-1 record, a 2.32 ERA, does have 1 save, 16 hits in 31 innings, 27 walks, 30 strikeouts, as that pitch misses down and in. It's 1-1. This is an official game. Jersey Shore has a 6-0 lead. 1 on, 2 out, 3 in the bottom of the 5th inning. The 1-1, and Vredenburg fouls it back. It's 1-2. Righty works to the third base side. Herrera's 1-2 pitch, and this fouled off the end of the bat, 1-2. If Herrera can find the form that the Cyclones saw at the end of last season and early this season, it would be such a tremendous lift for this Brooklyn bullpen, another reliable arm at the back end of games. Just a matter of whether or not Herrera can find that control again. 1-2 pitch, swing, and a foul tip. And it's off the body of Hernandez, and he's shaken up. Hernandez rolling around on the dirt behind home plate, sort of holding by his right hip and towards his rear end. Count stays 1-2 on Vredenburg. Brandon Harris, the assistant trainer. Gilbert Gomez, the manager, out to take a look. This is a Brooklyn team that is extremely banged up right now. They have placed 4 guys on the IL in the last couple of weeks. Saw Yohairo Cuevas get shaken up in the 9th inning, trying to chase down the Jose Colmenares game-tying double in the 9th. Cuevas not in the lineup today. You hope everything okay with him, as this Brooklyn team already has lost so much from their first half championship team. Just can't afford to lose any more bodies. Brooklyn only has one other catcher on the roster. That is their left fielder tonight, Vincent Perozzo. Onyx Vega was sent up to AAA Syracuse on Tuesday. And Hernandez is going to stay in the ballgame after getting checked out. So the count remains 1-2 on Vredenburg. The 1-2 coming. And Vredenburg taps it off the plate to stay alive. The 1-2 coming. Herrera fires. Breaking ball inside. Hernandez bluffs a throw behind the runner at first. And the count evens up at 2-2. Jersey Shore, three runs in this inning on just one hit. That was the home run by Raylan Heredia. Fredenberg, seventh man to bat in the inning. As he swings and misses at strike three, got him on a changeup down and in. So Fredenberg down on strikes for the third time tonight as Herrera retires the side in the fifth. But Jersey Shore strikes for three more runs on one hit. And one man left on base at the end of five. It's 6-0 Jersey Shore on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Your day in baseball starts with MLB Central.
Let's get it started.
Lead off your morning with in-depth breakdowns.
Perfect balance.
What?
Boom.
Interviews with the players.
Get back to the fastballs.
I know what that passion feels like.
And a little bit.
Keeping.
You behave properly.
Hey.
Of everything else.
Come on, Lawrence.
The window seats are.
The baseball day begins with MLB Central. Weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern. Only on MLB Network.
If you're not watching this show, you're the problem.
Hi, this is Jay Speck, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on Cyclones Radio Network.
Go to the top of the sixth inning. Brooklyn trying to pick up their first hit of the night. Sam Heifel has no hit. Brooklyn through five innings. Everything that can go wrong has sort of gone wrong for Brooklyn so far tonight. No hits, two errors. All three hits for Jersey Shore tonight have brought in runs. Jersey Shore has a 6-0 lead. So here is Nick Roselli. He'll be followed by Mascara and Perozzo tonight. Roselli ground out to short, is only at bat tonight. Heifel 62 pitches through five. First pitch to Roselli, fouled off the hands. Ricochets off the press level and back down behind home plate. It's no balls and one strike. Bottom of the 8 o'clock hour in the East. Brooklyn trailing 6-0. No runs, no hits, two errors, none left. Jersey Shore, six runs, three hits, no errors. They have left four as the 0-1 misses high, 1-1. Brooklyn has the bullpen up and going again out in left field. That is Josh Blum. Well, Eduardo Herrera's day is likely done. He's already back out in the Brooklyn bullpen. A 1-1 pitch as Roselli lays a bunt down third base side of the mound. Fielded by Heifel and throws to first for the out. So Roselli trying to get a bunt down there, but the ball was not far enough towards the line. Fielded nicely by Heifel. And so that is the first out of the sixth inning. So one up and one down brings up Diego Mascara. Ground out to first and his only at bat tonight. The righty deals, and that one misses high off the glove of the catcher, Shojinaga. And the count 1-0. What Shojinaga has done behind the plate this season, so impressive when you consider the fact that he played predominantly second base and third base during his college career at Kansas. Did play catcher a little bit in college, predominantly as an amateur in high school, but has really returned behind the plate in this 2025 season and has just been outstanding. We told you he's caught over 30% of base stealers. As Mascara slices it out of play, first base side, it's 1-1. Base is empty, one out, top of the sixth. Brooklyn trailing by six. Heifel's 1-1. And that brushes Mascara back. Had to whip his head out of the way of a fastball. It's two balls and one strike. Wind still blowing from right to left here at the ballpark. Now the 2-1. Mascara floats it towards the first baseline, foul off the screen. And the count even now, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Heifel, all ACC third team last year at NC State. Mentioned was a two-way player there. The 2-2 pitch, and Mascara laid on a high fastball, strike three. Another strikeout for Heifel, that is fourth. And there are two out now in the sixth inning for Vincent Perozzo. Right now, these Brooklyn at-bats have been, unfortunately, through 5 2/3 innings, mightily uncompetitive. So here is Perozzo, grounded out to first and his only at-bat as well. First pitch, and Perozzo swings and misses at an off-speed delivery. It's 0-1. The 0-1 pitch, and Perozzo fouls it off his foot before it rolls towards second base, and now Perozzo is down in the left-handed batter's box. This after Ronald Hernandez, Brooklyn's other catcher, got banged up in the top of the, rather bottom of the fifth inning, and Brooklyn's training staff going to have to come out again. Brandon Harris and Gilbert Gomez will come out and take a look at Perozzo, who's trying to walk it off towards the first base side. Right now, this is Cyclones team that has just been the walking wounded. Perozzo hands on his knees on the right-hand side of the batter's circle. Invisible pain staring down at his right foot. Brandon Harris trying to see if Perozzo can move it at all. Trying to flex it out a little bit and put some weight on it. Josh Blum getting ready in the Brooklyn bullpen. He'll likely come on and pitch the bottom of the inning. Brooklyn does not have a base hit tonight through 5 2/3 innings. Sam Heifel has dominated in this ballgame. Perozzo going to stay in here, as Gomez will head back to the third base coach's box. And Harris will head back to the third base dugout. So Heifel now a strike away from making it through 6 no-hit innings. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, struck him out, and the inning is over. And Perozzo, with a little bit of a limp as he walks off towards the third base dugout. We'll see what Brooklyn decides to do with him in left field the rest of the night. But another 1-2-3 inning for Heifel, and Brooklyn has now been no-hit through 6 innings tonight. And unfortunately for Brooklyn, they have not really come close at all to recording a base hit. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning, 8-9-1 due up for Jersey Shore. They lead 6-0 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bring your team to see our team. Come be a part of baseball on the boardwalk in 2025 with our group tickets. Whether you're looking to entertain clients, reward employees, or just gather friends and family for a great night out, group tickets are a great way to enjoy a time with the Cyclones. Our various pricing plans and perks can be tailored perfectly to fit your group's needs. For more info and to purchase your group tickets, give us a call at 718-372-5596. Amazing starts here.
We understand that travel sometimes means dealing with obstacles. Our job is to make sure you keep moving forward, no matter what. That's why we offer our Fairfield 100% guarantee, so you can always perform your best. Stay amazing. Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott.
This pitching change is brought to you by C4. C4 Energy, made for athletes, certified for sport. Find it at your local convenience store. New arm in the game is the right-hander Josh Blum, trying to keep this a six-run game. Blum, the right-hander, 6'1", 195 pounds, 22 years old from Bel Air, Texas. And his first pitch to Zach Arnold misses outside for ball one. Final line for Eduardo Herrera. Goes a third of an inning, no runs, no hits, a walk, and a strikeout. That pitch outside, ball two. Herrera, 12 pitches, six strikes tonight. Blum works from the first base side of the mound. The 2-0, and Arnold swings and fouls it back. It's 2-1. Blum making his 15th appearance with Brooklyn. No record at 2.55 ERA with a couple of saves. 24 hits in 24 and two-thirds innings, 9 walks, and 16 strikeouts. Picked up the hold on Saturday against Hudson Valley, 2 scoreless. Says fouled off in the box, it's 2-2. Coney Combo's trivia question tonight will give you the answer in the bottom of this 6th inning. Juan Soto, 5 seasons with 25 or more homers and 115 or more walks, tied for 4th most in Major League history. Who are the 5 other players with 5 or more seasons of 25-plus homers and 115-plus walks? The pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out. So Blum got him on a breaking ball down and away. First strikeout tonight for Blum. And that's the first out of the 6th inning. That K brought to you by Circle K, official sponsor of minor league baseball. So one out for Joel Dragu, has grounded out to short, lined out to first tonight. Did have some good guesses. The Wolf, David Pecoraro, nailed one of the 5. Our good friend Robert Anderson has chimed in. He got all of them. As that one called strike, it's 0-1. Got all 5. The 0-1 pitch outside. It's 1-1 on Dragu. So who are the 5 other players in Major League history to have 5 or more seasons with 25-plus home runs and 115 or more walks, as is a check swing ground ball up the first base line, 1-2. Well, we'll start with the 2 guys that are tied with Soto on that list. That is Lou Gehrig, who did it 5 times, and Jim Thome, who did it 5 times as well. The 1-2 pitch hit off the end of the bat, knocked down off the body of Blum. He'll jog to first, underhand flip to Wilhoit. And that's the second out of the inning. So Blum turning into a goalie there to knock that ball down and get the out at first base. So 2 up, 2 down for Dante Norrie, who has been on base 3 times. Scored all 3 times. Well, he's either brought in a run or scored a run all 3 times tonight. Ted Williams is 3rd on that list. He is next up for Soto. Williams did it 9 times in his amazing big league career. As Norrie takes a called strike, it's 0-1. One of the 2 that have done it double-digit times in their career, of course, the Sultan of SWAT, Babe Ruth, 10 times in his big league career. As Norrie takes a fastball strike, it's 0-2. And then the answer that the Wolf, David Pecoraro, got correctly. The one who's done it more times than anybody else in big league history, and ironically, the only one out of those 5 who are not in the Hall of Fame. The 0-2 pitch, foul ball behind the plate, will do it again. But Barry Bonds did it 13 times in his big league career, 25 or more home runs, 115 or more walks in the same season. 0-2 on Norrie. Bases empty and 2 out. The pitch from Blum. And a check swing and a miss. He went around on appeal. They'll throw down to first. Wilhoit able to keep his foot on the bag at a change feet that were on the base as the throw pulled him into foul ground. But Josh Blum strikes out a pair in a 1-2-3 sixth inning. No runs, no hits, nobody left. We head to the top of the 7th inning. Brooklyn still looking for their first hit. Jersey Shore making a pitching change. They lead 6-0 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, yo, lady. Oh. I may be all beef, but I don't want no beef.
Of course not.
Yeah, well, your beans are touching my bun.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
It's all right. Forget about it.
I'm sorry. Is that a New York accent?
Actually, it's Kansas.
Oh.
No, of course it's New York.
Oh.
You ever been?
Yeah, I went to Times Square.
Yeah, I used to sell fake handbags in Times Square.
Okay, I'm talking to a hot dog.
Nathan's Famous, made with 100% beef, or a real bite of New York.
Maimonides Park is the place to be every Friday night. Come take part in our outstanding Fri-Yay ticket deal. Every Friday home game, you can get two drinks included with the purchase of your game ticket for just $25. A special Fri-Yay ticket is required. Offer is also valid for groups and will include a Cyclones cap. For tickets and more info, log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Jacob Reimer, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This pitching change brought to you by C4. C4 Energy, made for athletes, certified for sport. The no-hit pitch now relies on the shoulders of Casey Stewart after Sam Heifel went six no-hit innings tonight. Heifel, six innings, no runs, no hits, a walk, and five strikeouts. Heifel, 73 pitches, 47 strikes. Casey Stewart, who picked up the save on Tuesday night, is on for the second time this week, 6'5", 260 pounds. Turned 24 last month from Wichita, Kansas. His first pitch to Yonatan Enriquez on the inside corner. It is 0-1. Enriquez has struck out looking and fly to left as this one grounded back up the middle. Played behind the second base bag by Colmenares. A spinning throw from the center field. Grass is in time, and that's the first out of the seventh inning. That was Brooklyn's best shot so far tonight at picking up a base hit. And Jose Colmenares able to take away a base knock there from Enriquez for the first out of the seventh inning. So one out now in the frame. They are eight outs away from a no-no. That'll bring up Colin Houck, swinging a miss at a breaking ball. And the count 0-1. Stewart making his 24th appearance, fifth out of the bullpen. The 0-1, and Houck fouls it off the catcher. It's 0-2. Stewart, a 3-10 record, a 6.07 ERA. Picked up his first career save on Tuesday night, 94 hits in 86 innings, 43 walks, 78 strikeouts. Through just 11 pitches to close out the game Tuesday. Here's the 0-2 to Houck. Breaking ball outside, 1-2. Stewart, since moving to the bullpen at the end of August, 5 innings, no runs, 3 hits, 2 walks, 7 Ks. The 1-2 to Colin. And this fouled off the end of the bat. It remains at one ball and two strikes. About 10-9 here in the East. Jersey Shore is 6-0 lead. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball misses high. And the count, two balls and two strikes. Brooklyn has seen six straight hitters retired in order. Trace Wilhoit, the only man to reach safely tonight. The 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out on a slider away. So Colin Houck down on strikes for the first time tonight, and Jersey Shore now seven outs away from a no-hitter. So that'll bring up Ronald Hernandez. 0-2 tonight with a couple of ground outs to second. First pitch to Hernandez, popped up. Out in a shallow left field, out is the shortstop, Colmenares to his right. Backpedaling, falls down, and makes the catch in shallow left field to end the inning. He caught it while he was still upright, but his momentum carried him backwards onto the left field grass, hung onto it for the out, and Brooklyn has been no-hit through seven innings tonight. Jersey Shore has faced the minimum in that span. And outside of that ball hit by Enriquez, the Cyclones have not come close to getting a hit tonight. We head to the bottom of the seventh, stretch time at Jersey Shore, 6-0 our score on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bring your team to see our team. Come be a part of baseball on the boardwalk in 2025 with our group tickets. Whether you're looking to entertain clients, reward employees, or just gather friends and family for a great night out, group tickets are a great way to enjoy a time with the Cyclones. Our various pricing plans and perks can be tailored perfectly to fit your group's needs. For more info and to purchase your group tickets, give us a call at 718-372-5596. Amazing starts here.
Times change, families grow, and plans adjust. At Ridgewood, we know that life keeps on moving. For over a century, we've been right here with our customers and neighbors, helping to simplify your financial journey and supporting each goal along the way by being convenient, accessible, and committed to our community. For each turn and every opportunity, count on us. Ridgewood Savings Bank.
Been a listless night so far for Brooklyn in pretty much every facet of the game. They trail 6-0 as we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. 2-3 and 4 due up for Jersey Shore. Josh Blum back to work. He has worked a scoreless inning so far tonight. Retired Jersey Shore in order in the seventh. Or rather in the sixth, I should say. Escobar, a couple of walks and a ground out tonight. And first pitch to him, fouled aside. It's 0-1. Escobar, Saltaban, Heredia. Three scheduled to bat in the inning. Right-hander up and throwing now in the Blue Claw bullpen, the 0-1. Hit on the ground towards the mound. Off the hand of Blum on the third base side of the mound. And Escobar safe at first base. Well, Blum tried to make that play with a bare hand instead of his glove and paid the price. They're going to... We'll see how this one is scored. I would give Blum an error on that play. The ground ball right back to the mound. No official ruling just yet. That's a play that should be made. But Escobar is on at first base. Here to start the seventh inning. First pitch misses inside of Devin Saltaban. It is 1-0. They gave Escobar a base hit on that play. I don't know how you can give a guy a base hit on a ground ball that was hit right back to the mound. But it is a base hit as this one pulled foul. And the count, one ball and one strike. Blum sets the cross step towards third. Here's the 1-1 pitch. That misses in the dirt off the glove of Hernandez. Kicks to his right. His throw down to second base is not in time. And I'd imagine that's going to go down as a pass ball against Hernandez. Another one on him. And this has just been tough to watch from Brooklyn tonight. They have not done anything right on the mound, in the field, and at the plate. And unfortunately, this has been a all-too-common occurrence for Brooklyn over the last month or so. 2-1 the count on Saltaban. Runner at second, swing and a miss there. And the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Was indeed a pass ball on Hernandez. That is his 21st of the season. The 2-2, swing and a foul tip into the glove of Hernandez for strike three. So Josh Blum picks up his third strikeout. That's the first out of the seventh inning. That'll bring up Raylan Heredia. Has brought in 5 of the 6 runs tonight, a 2-run single in the first, a 3-run homer in the fifth. Righty deals. And first pitch fastball taken for a strike. And the count 0-1. The 0-1. And Heredia swings and misses at a breaking ball. And the count is no balls and two strikes. Runner at second, one out. Jersey Shore a 6-0 lead here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Oh, 0-2. And Heredia line drive center field. That's going to hang up for Enriquez, who makes the catch. Throws behind the runner at second, not in time, as Escobar back standing up. So Heredia retired for the second time tonight. And runner at second and two out for Jose Colmenares. Colmenares 0-for-3, has struck out twice, grounded out to short. So here is Colmenares, another chance to drive in a run for him tonight. 4-for-8 coming into play today in this series, but been held in check so far on this Thursday. Right-hander's first pitch, and Colmenares steps in the bucket. Another ball off the glove of Hernandez was not a foul ball, and that's going to be the second pass ball of the inning on Hernandez. Hernandez has made 6 more passed balls than any other player at the high A level this season. So a runner at third at two out. The 0-1. This is inside. 1-1. Brooklyn will have the heart of their lineup due up in the eighth inning, trying to break up the no-hit bid. The pitch hit on the ground is short. Scooped up there by Houck. Fires to first in time. And the inning is over. For Jersey Shore in the seventh, no runs, one hit, one man left. We move to the eighth. Luke Law is 6 outs away from a no-hitter. They lead 6-0 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
It's here, baseball's hunt for October. And MLB Network brings you the moments that matter most.
Freddie Freeman, the hero!
With live pennant chase games every week.
Now we've seen everything!
And award-winning coverage from MLB Tonight every night.
This is wild, like a baseball soap opera.
It's the regular season's final sprint.
The hottest team in the game!
Who'll survive September and earn October? The chase is on. MLB Network, the home of pennant chase baseball.
Times change, families grow, and plans adjust. At Ridgewood, we know that life keeps on moving. For over a century, we've been right here with our customers and neighbors, helping to simplify your financial journey and supporting each goal along the way by being convenient, accessible, and committed to our community. For each turn and every opportunity, count on us. Ridgewood Savings Bank.
This pitching change brought to you by C4. C4 Energy, made for athletes, certified for sport. Find it at your local convenience store. Next arm in the game trying to complete continue this no-hit bid is the right-hander Titan Kennedy Hayes. Kennedy Hayes, 6'2", 219 pounds, will turn 24 in November from the same hometown as Jace Beck, Tuttle, Oklahoma. Beck getting ready in the Brooklyn bullpen. First pitch from Kennedy Hayes. Swing and a miss by Will Hoyt on a breaking ball. And the count 0-1. Will Hoyt's the only Cyclone to reach base tonight, but hit by a pitch and walked. Well, Brooklyn has watched him been erased on a double play twice, so they've only brought the minimum to the dish through 7 innings. As the 0-1 misses low, 1-1. Final line for Casey Stewart. He goes 1 inning, no runs, no hits, no walks, a strikeout, 9 pitches, and 7 strikes. Rain has started to fall here in New Jersey. The 1-1 pitch, fastball on the outside corner, 1-2. Kennedy Hayes making his ninth appearance with Jersey Shore since coming up from single A. 0-1 record, has allowed 3 runs, 2 earned on just 2 hits and 8 2/3 innings. 4 walks, 11 strikeouts, 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball misses up and in. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kennedy Hayes, 11th round pick last year out of Austin Peay State. College teammate there of John Bay. Bay due up third in this inning. The 2-2 to Wilhoit. Fastball at the knee, strike 3 called. And the Cyclones down to their final 5 outs tonight. First strikeout tonight for Kennedy Hayes, and Brooklyn just continues to show no life. This has been a team throughout the course of the year that has shown a lot of spunk, particularly in games that aren't going their way, but this team has looked as defeated as can be tonight as Collins swings, drives one in the air, deep left center field, back of the track at the wall, and that is what breaks up the no-hit bid. Talk about life. Corey Collins hits an opposite field home run to break up not only the no-hitter, but the shutout. Just his second high A home run off of Titan Kennedy Hayes after Brooklyn had been no-hit for 7 1/3 innings tonight. Corey Collins gets a pitch on the hands and comes out and lasers a line drive at 104 miles an hour, 369 feet to left, and Brooklyn breaks up the no-hitter. It is 6-1 in the eighth inning as John Bay, Kennedy Hayes' old college teammate, takes a called strike. Well, after 7 1/3 innings of the offense been held completely in check as Bay off the end of the bat towards first, picked up by Vredenberg, takes it to the bag. And that's the second out of the inning. Well, what a shot there by Collins. You knew it was going to be over the head of the left fielder, Norrie. The only question was whether or not it had enough height to get up and out of this ballpark. And indeed it did. So Corey Collins keeps the Cyclones away from a no-hitter tonight. The reverse jinx is alive and well. And now it is Nick Roselli. 0-2 tonight. First pitch to him, and this one popped up. Out in a right. Back into his right is Heredia. And he'll make the catch to end the inning. So Corey Collins, who coming into that at-bat here in this eighth inning, was mired in the midst of an 0-for-14 stretch at the plate, just 1-for his last 27. And he slices a line drive solo home run to left to break up not only the no-hitter, but the shutout on this Thursday evening. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning. Jersey Shore a 6-1 lead on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sunday brunch with the side of baseball. Every Sunday Cyclones home game during the year. Come enjoy the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with unobstructed views of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island amusements, Lower Manhattan, and so much more, while also enjoying that Sunday brunch package. 2 hours of service starting at 1:30 p.m. for a 2 o'clock game. Menu items include, but are not limited to, unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, beer, seltzers, coffee, breakfast spreads, and a chef's table brunch selection. Tickets are $63 with a $48 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Well, the Cyclones will not get no hit tonight. They will not get shut out either as Corey Collins snaps an over 14 slide at the plate with a solo home run to left. This pitching change is brought to you by C4. C4 Energy, made for athletes, certified for sport. Find it at your local convenience store from one total Oklahoma native to the other. Jace Beck, new arm in the game for the Cyclones here in this eighth inning. Peck, the right-hander, 6'9", 245, 25 years old. From that small town in Oklahoma, and his first pitch sails over the head of everybody to the backstop. And the count 1-0. Final line for Josh Blum tonight. Goes two innings, no runs, one hit, no walk, struck out three. As this one hit on the ground, a foul ball up the first base line. It's 1-1. Blum, 26 pitches, 20 strikes tonight. So Titan Kennedy Hayes, Tuttle, Oklahoma native, gives up the home run to end the no-hit bid after 7 1/3. The 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss at a high fastball, 1-2. Beck, 4-3 record, 6.07 ERA. This is 41st appearance. One save, 33 hits in 43 innings, 29 walks, and 66 strikeouts. 123 strikeouts in his Cyclones career. Entered play today fourth on the all-time list, since been passed by Noah Hall. The fastball misses high. And the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hall now up at 127 by product of his 5 strikeouts tonight. Left-hander up in the Blue Claw bullpen, the 2-2. And Chojinaga swings and misses for strike three. Got him on a fastball up and in. Jace Beck continuing his late-season surge. That time on the fastball up and in at 95. Beck, you look at the last 3 times out. That is his 7th strikeout of the last 12 batters he has faced over 3 1/3 innings. So here is Brock Vredenburg 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts as Beck misses up and away with a fastball 1-0. So Brooklyn breaks up the no-hit bid, breaks up the shutout. As Vredenburg fouls it out of play to the left, it's 1-1. The rain has died down. The 1-1 pitch, and Vredenburg off the end of the bat, out of play, it's 1-2. Updating you on the scores of consequence in the league tonight. Winston-Salem and Greenville officially postponing their game due to wet grounds. They'll make it up on September the 6th. That is tomorrow, or rather Saturday, as Vredenburg swings and misses at a high fastball for strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for Beck. He now has 125 on his Brooklyn career. And there are 2 out in the eighth inning for Zach Garnold, who is 0-for-3. Reached on a drop fly ball and left, has since flied out to center and struck out. Hudson Valley and Greensboro remain in a delay in the top of the sixth inning. This pulled foul, and the count 0-1. As far as we know, haven't heard any updates on when and if that game will resume. As you can imagine, Greensboro wants to continue. As this hit on the ground is short. Played to his left by Houck. Good stretch by Will Hoyt towards the outfield side of first. And Jay Speck strikes out a pair in a 1-2-3 eighth inning. We move to the ninth. Brooklyn down 6-1. Need 5 to tie, 6 to take the lead on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Introducing Traveler Whiskey from Buffalo Trace Distillery. Traveler's been tasted, selected, and perfected to be everything it should be. A premium whiskey that speaks for itself. Traveler's made to be enjoyed exactly how you like it. Neat, on the rocks, or in your favorite cocktail. Traveler Whiskey. Easy to drink, hard not to love.
Times change, families grow, and plans adjust. At Ridgewood, we know that life keeps on moving. For over a century, we've been right here with our customers and neighbors, helping to simplify your financial journey and supporting each goal along the way by being convenient, accessible, and committed to our community. For each turn and every opportunity, count on us. Ridgewood Savings Bank.
We'll be right back.
This pitching change is brought to you by C4 Energy, made for athletes, certified for sport. Find it at your local convenience store. New arm in the game, the left-hander A.J. Wilson, going to try and close it out for Jersey Shore. 6'3", 225 pounds. Will turn 25 in December from Pilot Mountain, North Carolina. He'll face 8-9-1 in the Brooklyn order. Mascara, Perozo, and Enriquez. Righty, lefty, switch hitter in the inning. Final line up for Titan Kennedy Hayes. Will want the pitch back that he threw to Corey Collins. One inning, one run, one hit, no walks, one strikeout. The only mistake, that home run to Collins that ended the no-hit and shutout bid tonight. Through nine pitches and seven strikes. Here is Diego Mascara against the lefty. Wilson's first pitch, and that one outside, ball one. Mascara has grounded out to first and struck out tonight. Wilson was the Phillies' 12th round pick last year out of UNC Charlotte. Here's the 1-0 on the inside corner, 1-1. Wilson making his fourth appearance with Jersey Shore, has allowed two runs on four hits in 3 2/3 innings. A walk and two strikeouts, gave up a run on two hits, inning in 2/3. Last time out against Aberdeen. As this pull towards the third base dugout, it's 1-2. That was on Saturday against the Ironbirds. Wilson had a 6.23 ERA earlier this year, 23 outings out of the bullpen at Single-A Clearwater. But his ERA overall at 3.78 since the All-Star break. The 1-2, breaking ball outside. It's two balls and two strikes. Wilson starting his college career a couple of years at East Carolina before moving on to UNC Charlotte. Lefties 2-2, and Mascara swings late for strike three. Got him on a breaking ball in. Second time Mascara has struck out tonight, and that's the first out here in the ninth inning. Eighth strikeout for Jersey Shore pitching. Brings up Vincent Perozo, who's 0-2. Perozo a ground out to first, a strikeout swinging tonight. Wilson works from the first base side. Left-hander's first pitch hits Perozo in the leg. Got him just underneath his rear end towards his thigh. And so that is the second Brooklyn batter that has been plunked tonight. One on and one out. Back to the top of the lineup in the switch inning, Yonatan Enriquez. Catcher Shojinaga will walk out to the mound and talk with Wilson. That the fifth man Wilson has hit this year, first since joining Jersey Shore. For Perozo, that is the 12th time he has been hit this season, second time since joining Brooklyn. Well, apparently the next update as to what will happen in that Hudson Valley-Greensboro game going to come up in about 15 minutes at the bottom of the 9 o'clock hour. Good news, though, in Metsland. Mike Puma reporting that Francisco Alvarez will be activated from the IL tomorrow. First pitch, a called strike to Enriquez. It's 0-1. Alvarez missing 16 games with those hand injuries. Initial report said he was going to miss the rest of the year, but Alvarez will be back tomorrow. As the Mets open up that series in Cincinnati, as Enriquez takes inside 1-1. Enriquez nearly came away with a base hit in his last at-bat, was robbed on a great spinning play by Jose Colmenares. Wilson's 1-1. And Enriquez, a tomahawk swing and a miss. And a fastball up. It's 1-2. But it is final now between Hub City and Rome. Rome a 3-1 win. The 1-2 pitch misses down and in 2-2. So that is good news for the two teams that did not play today. Winston-Salem and Greenville, they were rained out. They'll try and play a doubleheader on Saturday. Greenville now a game and a half back with four to go. Winston-Salem three back with four to go. The 2-2. Enriquez swings and misses at a high fastball for strike three. So A.J. Wilson has his second strikeout tonight. And the Cyclones down to their final out on this Thursday evening. That'll bring up Colin Houck, who's 0 for 3, struck out in his last at-bat. It has been a slog for the Cyclones tonight, as Jersey Shore has had their number here today. Lefty's first pitch, and Houck takes a fastball in. It's 1-0. Barroso takes a big lead off first. Vredenburg not holding him on. 1-0 to Houck, and this one hammered in the air deep to left field, but well foul. Houck out in front of that pitch, sends it by some beach chairs down the left field line. And the count evens up at 1-1. Houck, a 323-foot foul ball. The 1-1. And Houck on the ground, a second should do it. Coming in to his left is Escobar. Sidearm throw to first in time, and the ball game is over. As Jersey Shore watches four pitchers combine on a one-hitter tonight, your final score, the Jersey Shore Blue Claws 6 and the Brooklyn Cyclones 1. Jersey Shore has won 4 in a row. Brooklyn has dropped 4 straight going into the final 3 games of the regular season. We come back. The unhappy recap is next. Blue Claws win it 6-1, your final on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Times change. Families grow. And plans adjust. At Ridgewood, we know that life keeps on moving. For over a century, we've been right here with our customers and neighbors, helping to simplify your financial journey and supporting each goal along the way by being convenient, accessible, and committed to our community. For each turn and every opportunity, count on us. Ridgewood Savings Bank.
It's here, baseball's hunt for October, and MLB Network brings you the moments that matter most.
Freddie Freeman, the hero!
With live pennant chase games every week.
Now we've seen everything!
And award-winning coverage from MLB Tonight every night.
This is wild, like a baseball soap opera.
It's the regular season's final sprint.
The hottest team in the game!
Who'll survive September and earn October? The chase is on. MLB Network, the home of pennant chase baseball.
Introducing Traveler Whiskey from Buffalo Trace Distillery. Traveler's been tasted, selected, and perfected to be everything it should be. A premium whiskey that speaks for itself. Traveler's made to be enjoyed exactly how you like it. Neat, on the rocks, or in your favorite cocktail. Traveler Whiskey, easy to drink, hard not to love.
Hi, this is Zach Thornton. You're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Another tough one for Brooklyn to swallow tonight, as Jersey Shore only collects in the game 3 hits, but those 3 hits, or rather 4 hits in the game, but 3 of those 4 driving in runs, as the Blue Claws have captured the first 3 games of this series. They win tonight by a final of 6-1 with the win. Jersey Shore now 36-26 in the second half, 61-44 overall. Brooklyn with the loss, falling to 25-38 in the half, 71-58 on the year. Let's take you through the game that was here tonight. And Brooklyn went 1-2-3 in the top of the first, and Jersey Shore had an answer in the bottom of the first inning once again here today. As in that frame, Dante Norrie was hit with the second pitch of the ball game, stole second base. Then Aaron Escobar walked after Devin Saltabon grounded out to short. Advance runners to second and third. Raylan Heredia hit a soft ground ball past the drawn in infield to center. That brought in a pair, gave the Blue Claws a 2-0 lead. They would add to it in the bottom of the second inning. Brooklyn got a base runner in the top of the second, a leadoff hit by pitch, but John Bay grounded into an inning-ending double play. Bottom of the second with one out, Zach Arnold hit a tall fly ball to left field that Vincent Barroso couldn't find. He picked it up at the last minute, got glove on it, but couldn't squeeze it as it bounced off of his glove and rolled behind him. That allowed Arnold to race all the way to third on the error. So that put another runner in scoring position. Brooklyn kept the infield in. Joel Dragu grounded out to short, could not get that run in. But then Dante Norrie on the first pitch doubled down the right field line. That brought Arnold home on an unearned run to give the Blue Claws a 3-0 lead. They would put the game out of reach in the bottom of the fifth inning. Dante Norrie led off the inning with a walk. Aaron Escobar walked as well. 8 straight out of the zone to start the inning. Then Devin Saltavon hit a ground ball to second. They were able to get the force on the lead runner at second base. So runners at the corners and one out. And on the second pitch to Raylan Heredia, he got his hands in on a pitch up and in and clubbed a 3-run home run onto the Berman left. His 7th high A home run of the year gave the Blue Claws a 6-0 lead. And then it was all eyes on the Blue Claw pitching staff. Sam Heifel went 6 no-hit innings to start the ball game. Casey Stewart came on, worked a 1-2-3 seventh. Jersey Shore faced the minimum through the first 7 1/3 innings here today. But on the very first pitch, Titan Kennedy Hayes threw to Corey Collins. Corey got his hands in and hit a line drive onto the berm in left center field for a solo homer that broke up the no-hitter. It broke up the shutout as the Cyclones got on the board, made it a 6-1 contest. A ground out and a line out to right ended the inning. Brooklyn would get a base runner in the ninth on a one-out hit by pitch of Vincent Perozzo, but that was all as the Blue Claws one hit the Cyclones tonight by a final of 6-1. Sam Heifel, the winner, he improves to 2-1. Both of his high A victories against Brooklyn. 6 innings, no runs, no hits, a walk, and 5 strikeouts. The loss to Noah Hall. He gives up 6 runs, 5 earned on 3 hits in 4 2/3 innings, 3 walks, and 5 Ks for him. Final line score, Brooklyn 1 run, 1 hit, 2 errors. They left 1. Jersey Shore, 6 runs, 4 hits, no errors. They left 5. Final time of game tonight, 2 hours, 10 minutes, in front of a crowd of 4,417 on this Thursday night. Taking a look at the out-of-town scoreboard on this Thursday night. Games impacted by weather. Wilmington and Aberdeen canceled due to inclement weather. No need to make that up. Both those teams already eliminated from playoff contention. Winston-Salem and Greenville are both still alive. They will try and make up their game call due to wet grounds on Saturday. And both those teams picked up a half game in the standings today. That is because Rome beat Hub City earlier today by a final of 3-1. So Hub City's lead down to 1.5 over Greenville, down to 3 over Winston-Salem. They have 3 left to play. The other 2 have 4 left to go. Rome scoring 2 in the ninth on a fielding error in center and a sacrifice fly. So Rome winning that one today. That is the only other final score in the league. One other game in progress right now that is still active. Bowling Green has a 6-1 lead on Asheville, bottom of the 7th inning. And Hudson Valley has a 6-0 lead on Greensboro. That game has been in a weather delay for a long, long time. 6-0 Renegades in the top of the 6th inning with 1 on and 1 out. Grasshoppers for sure want to continue with that game. I'm sure Hudson Valley would love to call it and bank that win, needing 3 more in a row to clinch a playoff berth. But for now, they continue to wait out the delay as Hudson Valley holds that 6-0 lead in the 6th inning. Mets affiliate scoreboard, abbreviated schedule. Mets have off at the big league level. They'll be in Cincinnati tomorrow to open up a series at 6:40. Triple A Syracuse rained out. They'll try and play a doubleheader in Buffalo tomorrow. Double A Binghamton falling on the road to Akron. Guardians affiliate 6-3. A.J. Ewing on base a couple of times. Had a pair of hits in that ballgame. Nick Morabito, 2 hits and an RBI. Reed Garrett threw a scoreless inning in a major league rehab start. Will Watson suffering the loss. He gave up 6 runs in that ballgame to Akron. 6 runs, 6 earned, 7 hits, and 4 1/3 innings. As for Single-A St. Lucie, the only other game on the schedule today, they trail Fort Myers. Twins affiliate 6-3 through 7 in that ballgame. All 3 St. Lucie runs brought in by 2025 draftees Antonio Jimenez, A.J. Salgado, And as well, Sam Robertson have brought in the three for St. Lucie tonight. Our series continues tomorrow. Brooklyn will try and get back in it. In game four of this regular season closing six-game set, Yoel Diaz will get the ball for Brooklyn tomorrow, 5-4, a 3.69 ERA. He'll go against the right-hander Luke Gabrish, 1-0, 5.25 earned run average. Our coverage will start 6:50 Eastern, leading up to the 7:05 first pitch on the Cyclones Radio Network. That'll do it for us tonight. A mightily frustrating game for the Cyclones as they are no-hit through 7 1/3. They break up the no-hit bid and the shutout in the eighth, but Jersey Shore combines on a one-hitter as they beat the Cyclones 6-1. For our ownership group, Diamond Baseball Holdings, including our Brooklyn Vice President Stephen Cohen, General Manager Kevin Mahoney, Assistant General Manager Billy Harner, my partner Johnny Gadamowitz, and our entire cast of characters. Back on Coney Island, I'm Justin Rock saying so long from South Jersey. Again, your final, Blue Claws 6 and the Cyclones 1. We hope to have you with us again for game four of this final regular season series. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Thursday night, everybody. So long from the Garden State.
Thank you for tuning into this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network, in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.